Today's Amud is Daf Vav Amud Beis. Like I said, it's a new Mishnah. It's a slightly different topic. It is related, of course. Let's go and we'll discuss the way I ship to it in the next few minutes. Vatar Kotchik comes from Yatzalif Nezrikas Damim, Rabbi Yitzhak Mer Mo'alim Bay, Be'en Chayam Elam Mishum Pigul Noisar Tameh, Rabbi Yitzhak Mer Ein Mo'alim Bay, Chayam Elam Mishum Pigul Noisar Tameh. Okay, so the case is the meat of Kotchik Kotchim, right?
Yep.
That was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash before Zrikas Hadam. What? Okay. Rabbi Eliezer says there remains a din of Me'ila, and there is no chiyuv of Pigul and Noisar and Tamei. So essentially what he's saying is that if the meat of the Korban left the Beis HaMikdash, the Zrika is ineffective. It doesn't do anything.
This is the case in which it came back again. You did all the processes.
We'll discuss that in 1 minute. The question is very to the point and very sharp. We'll discuss that in a minute. Right? Rabbi Akiva says no, there isn't Me'ila, meaning the Zrika was effective, and there is a chiyuv of Pigul and Noisar and Tomei, even though the Korban was Pasul Mishum Yotze.
What's the chiyuv of Tomei?
You eat the Korban with Tomei? Or you eat the Korban when the meat is Tomei? Rabbi Akiva says, "Vahari a mafrish chatas ve'avda." If he was to be mafrish, a korban for a chatas, and it was lost, ve'hifrish achar sakte, and he was mafrish a different animal instead of the one that was lost, ve'achar kach nimtzeis harishoina, and then the second one was, and the first one was found, ve'ishtehen oimdos, and both of them, he has both of them, they're both fine, they're both kasher for a korban, neither of them has a mom, like gavaldik, they're both kasher, right? Like a shame shadam. Right. Wouldn't it be that since the blood from one of these chatos can patter the hatos from Me'ila and make it and introduce the Pigul Noitzer V'Tamei as appropriate, right? So too it can remove the Me'ila from the other chatos, right? And introduce a chiyuv of Pigul Noisar V'Tamei. That is an accepted din, right? But it's only if you check them at the same time. It should be noted. If you check them at the exact same time, if you look at the Miuchas Rashi here, it says because they're chashav korban achas, because they're one. They thought of as one korban when you do it like that.
So you do shchit on one, and you do kabbalat hadam on.
No, you do shchit. You shchit on both, and then you do kabbalat hadam on whichever one you want. And that patter is the second one as well from Me'ila.
What is the same time? What's considered the same time?
Different the same time. Right? I don't understand the question.
Within
the same time. The first one we saw as. I don't understand the question.
No, I mean, does that mean within Tok Tei Dibur, or does that mean within.
I think the same time means the same time. They just checked at the same time.
Okay.
No? Okay. Im pater dama es besar chaver tamina meila dino shei pater es besar tama. If it patters the meat of a different animal from meila, then kal v'chomer it should be able to patter its own meat from meila, even if it was yotze. Right? That's Rabbi Akiva's reasoning. Right? We'll have to talk about what's Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning with Maral. Emurei Kodshim Kalim, and the Emurim from Kodshim Kalim. Emurim is the part of Kodshim Kalim that's burnt on the Mizbech, right? So the Chilev and then the Eliyah, the other bits and burnt on the Mizbech, right? Sheyatzu lifnei Zrikas Damim, that were taken outside before Zrikas Damim. Here, the Meyutas Rashi, in fact, does say that the Machlokes in this one is if they were brought, is only if they were brought back in. Right. Right.
Yeah. Distinctions in this case and the previous one.
No, here it's a Murim Kochim Kalim instead of Kochi Kochim.
Isn't it have the same status?
No. Remember the story with Kochi Kochim lose the din of Me'ila with Rikas Adam, except for the bits that are going to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, that actually burnt on the Mizbeach. Kodrim Kalim have no Dina Me'ilah until Zrikas Adam, and then the bits that are going to be burnt to the Mishbeach get a Dina Me'ilah. Right? So they're not, it's very different in that sense, right? And Muri Kodrim Kalim that went out of the Beis Mikdash before Zrikas Adam, and yes, the Miyachas Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Zvachim, it's a Machlokes Amoraim in Zvachim, does this Machlokes apply with a Muri Kodrim Kalim only when they're outside the Beis Mikdash or even when they came back in? Right? But Papa says, and they were out, I forget who says even when they came back in. Lamaisa, the Miyachas Rashi is passing like it's even if they came, even if they, it's even if they came back in. Right? Or maybe only if they came back in. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would agree it's past, it doesn't work if there's outside, whatever. Right? Rabbi Eliezer and Mer, ain't more Amahem, there's no Me'ilah, there ain't Chayav and Amahem, Mishum, Pigum, and Eitzvatame. Right? And there's no Kiva, Pigum, and Eitzvatame. Meaning, what's Rabbi Eliezer's basic Shita? The second something leads to the base of Mikdash, Zel, Oist. Process of Hakrava is over, right? And Rabbi Akiva does not agree with that. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Me'imoram, and there is Me'ilah in the Imurim, in such a case, right? Vechayavilayim, Mishum, Pigul Noisra Tami, there is a Chiv, Pigul Noisra Tami. Rabbi Akiva says, the process of Hakrava can continue. Right? Okay, now.
Why is the name Me'ilah in the first case? Rabbi Akiva, sorry.
Because there was Rikas Adam in Kodshi Kodshim. That's how you get rid of Me'ilah in Kodshi Kodshim. I said, remember with Kodshi Kodshim, you get rid of Me'ilah with Zrikas Adam. And with Kodshim Kalim, you introduce Me'ilah with Zrikas Adam. Right? Now, it should be noted, Tosis here asked the obvious question, what's the difference between Yotze and Pigle? Right, in the Gemara on the previous Mishnah, we have either Rav Gidlam Arav who says that Pigle, that Zrikas Pigle does garnished from the purpose of Me'ilah. Right, or it does do something for Me'ilah, but only for what type of korban? Which one? Kodshim Kalim or Kodshim Kalim is it actually effective? Kodshim Kalim, right? Kodshim Kalim! Zrikas Pigul would introduce Me'ilah. That's the way we pass him, right? According to Rashi and Tosfos, and that sounds like the Maskana of the Gemara. What's the difference between this, where apparently, and we pass off Rabbi Akiva, obviously, Rabbi Akiva Bechavero, Palach Rabbi Akiva, right? So Rabbi Akiva, we pass off Rabbi Akiva that, like, Apsul Yotze does not, from the perspective of Me'ilah, doesn't make a difference, right? The Hakrava can continue and Me'ilah will not be a problem, right? And the Me'ilah will do whatever it does, depending on the type of Korban, right?
Yeah.
But in Pigul, that doesn't seem to be the case. Right, at least with Kodshe Kodshim, Zrikas Pigul is garnished. Maybe also with Kodshim Kalim. Right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Says the Tosfos, a very, very clear chiluk, which is very yesodistic in understanding korbanos in general. The psul of Pigul is a psul in the korban itself. The psul mechatzah. The actual object that you are now going to, you are throwing its butt on the Mizbeach and you are putting it on whatever you're doing with it, the actual object, which is the korban, is pasul mishum Pigul. Right. Not only that, right, the Zrikas Adam, which is Zrikas Pigul, is itself a pasul Zrikas Adam. When it comes to Psul Yotze, Bepashis is not a Psul, but it's not a Psul in the Gufa Korban. The problem is where it is. The problem itself is Kosher. Right? And there's no problem in the Zrika. The Zrika is not Psul just because another part of the Korban was Yotze. Right? Okay.
So the blood stays inside.
Yeah, we're talking about a case of blood stays inside. Vehane tarti lamali, why do I need both of these machloikos? Oh, sorry, one more ha'ora, just to be aware of a ma'anyan machloikos rishonim. This statement, the question about the Imuri Kodshim Kalim, right, I said that the machloikos from the Mishnah is either everybody agreed it's actually kasher if it comes back into the base of Mikdash, right? Or maybe they have a machloikos about when it comes back into the base of Mikdash, everybody agrees it's possible when it's outside the base of Mikdash, right? The question of the Gemara is often, what exactly is a machloikos? Right? Whichever way you pass it, we pass in the Maisel of Rabbi Akiva that if when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, for sure, the Isra Me'ilah will be Chal on the Emurim, and there will be a Chiyuv of Pigul Noisir Atami, right? As we pass in like Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Now, the Rambam says, based on that, it's actually kosher to be Makrif. Meaning, taking the Emurim out prior to Zrika and then bringing them back in does not pass on the Akrava.
Is that Isur?
It's obviously Isur to do it, it's the Raisa. But if you did it, it doesn't pass on the Akrava. You can still just continue with the Korban as though nothing happened. And the Ravid says, no, Right, you cannot. You cannot bring those things to be burnt on the Mizbech. Okay? This is an interesting machlokes rishonim. Question of whether the point that you can that pigul that meila and pigul neitzaratame are all being chal just like they should they were normally. Does that mean that the korban itself is not even possible, right? Which is the extreme version of what I just said in Tosfos. Or does that mean that no, the korban is possible in Achanami, it's permanently possible, but because the psul is somehow less chamor, so the nachkamis work out a little bit differently. Okay. Fine. Mora, there's a very long of an answer about this. What I was saying about, because you know, it's not. I don't want to get into the details of that. Machlokes Rishonim so much, but it's not our sugya. I just wanted to mention like this. Really, sugya in Tzvachim. Okay. The Hani Tarti Lama Li and these two mean. What does this two mean? Why do I need these two? What are these two? The two parts of Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah need to talk about Kotche Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim? Right. Tricha, you need both. What would you have thought? You would have thought that maybe you need it because maybe you would have thought that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer thinks that if the basar of Kotche Kotchim left the Beis Hamikdash, then the Isra Me'ilah remains even after the Zrikas are done. Right?
Okay.
That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. So maybe what you would have thought is after the meat leaves the Beit HaMikdash, then Zrikas Dam can't remove the Isra Me'ilah.
Oh, really?
But maybe it can cause the Isra Me'ilah to be Chal, and he would agree with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Kochim Kalim. Right? You wouldn't have realized that they disagreed in both cases. But you would have thought that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Akiva that it can make the Isra Me'ilah be Chal in the Emurim of Kochim Kalim. It just couldn't take away the Isra Me'ilah in Kochim Kochim. By the way, that's a very funny limit. That's a very funny suggestion. Normally we'd assume that causing an Isra to be Chal, that causing anything to be Chal, is much harder than taking something away.
Okay.
Right? Which is in fact going to be the next line of matter. And equally, the same thing, if it only had recorded the machlokes about Kochim Kalim, what would you have thought? You would have thought that Rabbi Akiva thinks that only in Kochim Kalim, when you're bringing in an Isra Me'ilah in the Emurim, that's the only time when you can cause that you can bring in an Isra Me'ilah with a Zrika that isn't really as good as it would usually be, right? Because some of the meat is outside the Beis HaMikdash. But to remove the Isra Me'ilah from Kochim Kochim, that already Rabbi Akiva wouldn't agree to, and he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the Isra Me'ilah remains. That's why you need both parts, right? Like I said, this is based on the assumption that it's harder to remove an Isra Me'ilah than it is to cause it to be Chal. And that's Talon Hezber, that's not obvious, right? So I think if you say, like Rebbe Harani Karasim Shkotel, that really the Isra Me'ilah is about the fact that this stuff is heading towards the Mizbeach, and it's got to be Nikrov, right? So that makes a lot of sense, because as long as there's something to do with the Mizbeach, I can imagine the Isra Me'ilah can still be Chal, right? Removing one of the Isra Me'ilah from something that's gone off the tracks, that's going to be harder because removing the Isra Me'ilah is part of the process of Kakrava, and if the process of Kakrava got broken, then the Isra Me'ilah just sort of gets stratified. Right?
Yeah.
That would lichora be the idea. But alternatively, you can say the same sort of thing. Lashita's Rashi Tosis, which I outlined before. I think that Rashi Tosis says it's really more about Kedusha. Right? Mi'il is a consequence of the Kedusha. If you say that it is a consequence of the Kedusha, then I have to think you have to say something similar. You say that when it leaves the Beis HaMikdash, you said you can't act on it anymore. Right, whatever was true about until this point will remain true from now, mikan v'hala. Right, that's the hava mina in either case. Right, and that's why you need both machlokes to show that on the one hand Rabbi Eliezer on the one might really hold that way. Right, that might be the story behind Rabbi Eliezer. We don't know yet what the story behind Rabbi Eliezer is, right? But Rabbi Akiva for sure does not hold that way, not in Kochi Kochim and not in Kochim Kalim. Right? Itzmar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moelas Leyotze. When Rabbi Yochanan said, when Rabbi Akiva said that Zrika works for even in the Psul Yotze to remove the Yisrimila or cause the Yisrimila to be Chal, and in addition to introduce the Chiv of Pigul Noitzer Etame. Remember, Pigul is Shinu Mako as when you thought about Shecht, about, I'm sorry, doing Zrika Saddam, burning the Imurim on the Mizbeach, or eating the Pasuk Korban that should be eaten in the wrong time, which is Nisru Koreis, or in the wrong place, when it would have, when after which eating it would only be Nisru Lav, right? Noisar means it was, if it was left eating it after it was left over more than the correct time, not thinking about doing it, but if in fact it was left over after the correct time, when you had correct Kavana right from the beginning, but you just left it, eating it after that would be an Nisru Noisar.
If you think about it and you do actually do that, is that Pigul or not?
It's Pigul.
Pigul is overall.
Yeah, but it's Pigul since the Koreis. Right? And Tame is when you eat it, when you're Tame, when the carbon's Tame, right? So when Rabbi Akiva said that Zrika works for something which was Yotze, which was taken outside of Beit Mikdash, she Yotza Mikdash said it's only part of it was taken out. Aval Yotze Kuloi Loi Amar Rabbi Akiva. But if in fact it was all taken out of Beit Mikdash, then Rabbi Akiva did not say this halacha. Yeah? Why would that be true? Okay. So there is a halacha, right? Vasisa korshecha basar v'adam, the pasuk says. And you'll make your kochim, you'll make your karonis, ha basar v'adam. So the Gemara in Yuma and in Tzachim and in several other sectors actually, Darshan is exactly the same thing. Right? Im ein basar in dam, im ein dam in basar. Right? If there is no meat, then you also can't throw the blood. If there is no blood, then you can't burn the meat. You need to be able to do at least a little bit of both. Right? You can't just ignore part of the hakrava. If you're doing that, then mimela, there is no korban whatsoever. So if all the meat left, there is no meat to burn, there's no need to burn, there is no meat to eat, then there is no korban, you can't throw the blood, and the zrikas adam, if you do, would be ineffective. Right, we're talking about cases of someone remaining in the base of Mikdash. Amar le Rab Asi le Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Asi said to Rabbi Yochanan, Farlim duni chai veiraisha begola. I was taught by my fellows in Golos. Mechashvin alha avod ve alha soros. We do take account of something which was lost and something which was burnt. And these things, forget, left the Beit HaMikdash, they don't exist in the world, they've been destroyed. Right? Something that's burned is literally, if Pal Koran was burned, it's literally destroyed. But even so, we would still say it's din of Rabbi Akiva that Zrika Saddam works.
What was burned?
What?
What was burned?
If part of the korban, instead of leaving the Beit HaMikdash, was just burned, it was destroyed. But even so, right, Rabbi Akiva still said this halacha. Right, so isn't this a big problem for Rabbi Yochanan just said? Yeah?
But it's still part. It's still part of the masar, is there?
I'm sorry.
It's still part of the masar, is there? What's the problem?
No, I think it's saying the implication is that even if it was all burnt or it was all, if it was all burnt or if it was all lost.
How do we know Rabbi Akiva says it's din?
Sorry?
How do we know Rabbi Akiva says it's din in that case?
Sorry?
How do we know Rabbi Akiva says what he says in that case?
No, that's, he's saying that's the claim.
This is the claim.
Right? The claim is in a slightly different context. The claim happened in the context of pickle. Right, if the Imurim were burnt in their entirety prior to Zrika Saddam, then you were Zurek Lashem Pickle. Right, you were Zurek with the intention to eat the Korban in 5 days, for example, right? So then, that would count, even though the entire Imurim had been lost. Right? So isn't this a problem for Rabbi Yochanan said? Right? We will continue with this tomorrow, but the next bit of the Gemara is not a... It's already, you know, a significant portion of the next onward.
Does he say Chavei Raisha Begola because they're less likely to know about Kodshim and say even they know this law?
No, I think I assume he's saying it because they in fact were the ones who taught it to him.
They would be less likely to know about Kodshim.
That's true. Okay. They know halacha, they learn Torah, and if they can't, they're not, you know, mechanically halacha for Dothan.
Okay.
Okay.